You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay first aired on July 20th, 1984.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. Now that most of us are enjoying the output of gardens, are beginning to find vine-ripe fruits and vegetables at the roadside stands, it's time to dust off an old reminiscence, and perhaps a confession or two. Some people seem to think I'm an expert at gardening and plant husbandry. Actually, my thumb is no better than gray-green. On a scale of 1 to 10, any score for me above 5 would be mostly charity on the scorer's part. Take the garden. I start out with great enthusiasm each year to prepare the soil and get the seeds planted. It's an annual ritual. By the time the weeds have begun to stake out their territories and consolidate their claims to what I'd intended to be pure peas, beets, or lettuce, we're well into the banquet, workshop, and field trip season, and my attention begins to wander, not to mention my energies. It's at this point that the quality of my backup becomes important. The success of our garden, at last, depends on the caliber of the people who take over its care with the onset of the field trip season, than on how well I've prepared the land and planted the seeds. I've often threatened to take a season off to declare, this year I'll give no after-dinner talks, lead no weekend workshops or field trips, just enjoy the onset of spring, and find out whether I can actually stick with the garden for a whole season. So far it hasn't worked. I like doing that other stuff too much. By now you may be thinking, hey, why not save yourself the grief and spare us too by not planting a garden? That's a good point. After all, we are surrounded hereabouts by some of the best commercial gardens anywhere. Low-cost fresh produce is not hard to find. This tends to ignore my heritage, the base of my reminiscences. I grew up in a canning factory town. At one time, the canning business was the base of its economy, and in season, almost everyone shared in the activity of planting, tending, harvesting, and processing. When Snyder Packing Corporation was cooking chili sauce, everyone in the neighborhood, if not in the whole village, knew it. The atmosphere was laden with the spicy aroma. The same when Lipton was cooking soup, or whatever it was they cooked and dried in their big plant on the west side of town. The first day each year, it tended to make you a bit hungry for a hamburger well laced with fresh sauce. But before they were through, you were ready to swear off chili sauce and ketchup forever. Rituals of the formative years, they tend to stick with those who found satisfaction in the lifestyle. And I really enjoyed small town life. I'm glad that my formative years included a large measure of grubbing in the soil and observing the results of the annual cycles of plow and plant, hoe and cultivate. I genuinely believe that a society in which human concerns become paramount to the exclusion of concern for natural community is seriously flawed, if not doomed. None of us really create anything that enriches the planet upon which we depend for our very lifeblood. The world would not lack for art or music or beauty without us, only for people to define and appreciate it as humans do. Perhaps that's why I continue to plant a garden each year. It's as close to an act of creation as I can come. Even then, I'm only setting the natural processes in motion, and then very carefully monitoring to make sure that the outcome is beneficial to me, instead of to woodchucks and seed-eating birds. Both of them, incidentally, would enjoy the weed-choked field better than my garden if they were given the choice. Still, it keeps my hands and feet in the soil, and I happen to think that's a very appropriate place for them to be. What I'm trying to say has been very well expressed, I think, by one of our great natural history and conservation writers, Aldo Leopold. This is from a Sand County Almanac, the February part that's called Good Oak. There are two spiritual dangers in not owning a farm. One is a danger of supposing that breakfast comes from the grocery, and the other that heat comes from the furnace. To avoid the first danger, one should plant a garden, preferably where there is no grocer to confuse the issue. Well, I know that lots of my listeners can't take advantage of that advice. You don't have the space or maybe even the inclination for a garden. But you can get out in the countryside and begin to appreciate the great productivity and how it's really not the grocery store, but those fields out there that produce for you and me. Well, that's all for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.